So, Jed, have you got your boarding pass all printed out and ready to go, checked in?
No, I'm a digital boarding pass guy.
I am as well.
It's a little disconcerting when you give someone your phone to scan, because really they should just put barcodes on our foreheads at this point. Because please don't take my phone from me. That's the most important thing. Don't. And then to have someone touch it, and then I don't. I've got settings and I've got apps. I don't. I plus. Also, I don't want you to judge me. I don't care if I have 14 different food delivery apps on my phone. It's my phone. I can do whatever I want, John.
Favorite thing is when they ask you, can you brighten this up a little bit? It's not scanning. You know, that's always the best. The best.
You know what you should do? You should say, why don't you brighten up?
Yeah, take that. I've never seen a TSA person, though, run away with a phone.
I know, it's always weird to hand someone your phone now, right? Because it's not like the old flip phones where it's like, yeah, no, here. It's like, my life is on this phone. They have access to all of my Google Docs and my emails, and I don't
Well,
know.
we
I
don't
guess
want
it's
to
not that big
alienate
deal.
anybody in TSA because we know that that's a huge chunk of our listening crowd.
Yes. Big demo. The TSA demo is a big demo.
So I'm all set though. I got pre-TSA for tomorrow. I'm good.
Yeah, I've never bothered with that. I usually what I wind up doing is paying for the more expensive seats, and that gives me the expedited thing, but that's just because I like the extra 3 inches of legroom.
Yeah, that's important to me, but I don't often pay for it. I usually try to do the last second at the gate. Is there an
Yeah.
exit row available?
Right.
I used to
That's a
work
good
all the
move too.
time.
That's a
And
good
you don't
move.
if you, now they charge you if you do it online, but you can sometimes get it for free if it's available when you're at the gate.
That's true.
So that's a
That's
little
true.
trick. So you're going away. You're going from East Coast to West Coast.
Yes, I'm returning in a sense, the prodigal son, if you will.
Is there going to be a red carpet?
There will not. There will not. It will be my parents will be picking me up from the airport. They insisted. I tried to get them to let me just do an Uber, but they insisted. So,
Paparazzi?
no, Papa Mama, but I mean, my dad might take some pictures. I don't think that's what paparazzi is, though.
Papa Rigney.
Papa Rigney, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that means anything in Italian.
Yeah, but one can only wonder. I think Rigney technically is a French word.
Oh.
Yeah,
Rigney?
though the fa yeah the family is English. You know, I guess it's English, but it's from France. I don't know. Whatever.
That's
It's a whole
confusing.
melting pot white supremacy thing.
I think we have brought that. I think white supremacy shows up in every episode, at least since last November.
John, until the color barrier is broken, I will continue to denounce white supremacy.
That's a good thing.
I don't know. Here's the funny thing to me about white supremacy, because obviously it's not actually funny, except when people are trying to pretend like they're actually white supremacists, when really they're just like LARPers. You know what LARPer is? That's a live action role player. So, like, some people dress up like knights, and some people dress up like furries, and
Right.
some people dress up
Civil
like
War reenactors.
Civil War, and then some people do like sort of Hitler youth, but not really, and a little out of shape with man boobs. A lot of man boobs going on with these demonstrators. It's a little disconcerting. The Aryan race, you know, is a man boob situation apparently. Anyway, obviously racism is bad, and just to be on the record, I'm not a white supremacist. And I don't think people should be just called white supremacists, by the way, even if they do something racist. Because I feel like when you start calling a lot of people
Right.
something that
There's
is the worst
ignorance.
thing you can
Yeah,
call
there's
them.
ignorance and there's racism. I think they're two
Right.
different things.
Like if you say all Trump supporters are white supremacists, like I feel like that's more alienating than
Right.
like helpful. And while I'm sure there are some Trump supporters that are white supremacists, there are actually some non-Trump supporters that are white supremacists. So it's like, let's not get into these generalities. It just makes people angry because then you're saying this about another person. And look, of all the people that should be getting sympathy right now, the Trump supporters are near the top of the list. I mean, this guy goes out on a regular basis and tries their patience. And like, these are, they're like, no, I'm supporting Donald Trump. I'm supporting a president. This isn't me saying that, by the way. This is what other people are saying. But they support him. And then he's doing stuff. And like, I know he's kind of trying to be helpful and whatever. I don't want to get into that. But some of the stuff he does, you're supporting, you got to be like, oh man, now I'm going to hear from Dave.
Right. Right.
Dave in the next cubicle voted for Hillary, and he's going to be like, hey, Steve, how about that thing Trump did? And then they got to deal with that all the time instead of like focusing on the important things like sports, like baseball, which is what we're going to do right now.
Right. And we are, this is John Sumple and Jed Rigney on episode 43, the Dennis Eckersley episode.
Ooh, of Foul maybe Territory. Eckersley for you, but it's going to be Raul Mondesi for me.
There is actually a website that lists the top player for each number.
Yeah. I mean, Eckersley is the better player than Raul Mondesi.
Yeah, I think Eckersley is part of my Hall of Fame.
Yes. Also,
Mayor,
kind of an awesome
Mayor.
Mayor
Mondesi?
Mayor Raul Mondesi. Come on.
Come yes, on. Yes, and he will always have a place in your heart because you spent some time with him in spring training.
That's right. And there's that whole story, which I've told a couple times. Right. Plus, he was on my fantasy baseball team that won that ESPN thing. Plus, I've never told this story to anyone, but I went to a Dodger game once, and I was sitting in the loge section. Are you familiar with the loge? That's above the field. Yes. But these are good seats, right? Mm-hmm. We were on the front rail of the loge. I had to hook up with some season tickets, whatever. It was kind of at first base. It was an extra inning game. We spent the whole game yelling for Raul Mondesi to throw us the ball. The whole game, and in the 11th inning, John, Raul Mondesi threw us the freaking ball. We missed it, but we were so excited and a little angry at the people that wound up getting it because it was like, hey, we did that work. That was like not a normal thing.
It didn't fall down below to the deck below, did it?
No. It was just over a section.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't like, oh, I just missed
it. So he didn't pick you out in the crowd. It was more a matter. He threw it in the direction of the yelling.
Exactly. And when I'm yelling, it's very echoey, right? Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine.
In the 11th inning at Dodger Stadium when everybody, you know, leaves early.
Maybe it was earlier than the 11th. It was an 11-inning game, so it probably wasn't him in the 11th.
So he has a special place in your baseball heart.
Exactly. So number 43 is going to be Raul Mondesi. But it brings up another interesting point. We're in our 40s now with these podcasts. And we got to start thinking about our health. And I think we should cut down the length. We got to trim the fat a little bit on these shows. I think we should get them under an hour.
I would agree with that. That's good.
Yeah.
I actually lopped quite a bit off of the last one. I got it down from a minute or an hour and 25 minutes to I think it was an hour and nine.
I mean, you should
like
get
that.
Some sort of award for that from the people of
there was a few
people
there,
with ears.
There was
out
one.
There
was one, and it was the one I don't remember what the subject was, but towards the end that you talked for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
5 whole minutes.
Right,
without,
and then didn't I at a certain point didn't
you
I
did
say like you know
cut
what
it. Right?
Let's
cut
just
it.
Cut that because that's just me like talking at the world right now, and no one wants that. I don't even want that.
I think people do enjoy it. Actually, one of my friends that listens to the show, she is not a huge baseball fan. I saw her a couple days ago, and she said, yeah, I was listening to episode 42. She goes, yeah, there was too much baseball in that episode. I like the ones that have less baseball.
So. Yeah. That was a pretty intense baseball one.
And it was. It definitely was.
Intensive.
Was getting us back
intense.
To our baseball roots when we first started out with. But we've got a rhythm with this now that takes us outside the lines a little bit. But a lot going on.
Yeah, not really, though. I don't think there is. But we're going to fake it. We're going to pretend like there is a lot going on.
Like we did last week.
And we're going to drag this out. I want to get this thing under 50 minutes. That's what I want to do. So we got... What, 30? What's my math? 40 minutes to go.
40 minutes to go.
All right, let's do it. Let's hit a subject. What's up? Who's up?
So we did the Cubs-Nats, versions last week.
Yes, and we were right.
And we were. We got it right. We picked the Cubs.
Yeah. We nailed it exactly in one of the two versions of our guess of what would happen.
Didn't have the 5 errors, but, I was off a little bit on that. But overall, they made it. Dusty was Dusty. Did a great job. He helped out.
Yeah. Boy, and it came down to Bryce Harper there. I mean, it was a crazy game, right? Like, they had that sequence where Who's the catcher there? Gosh darn it.
Wieters.
Wieters. By the way, if I were Wieters, I would just leave. Like, just leave town, buddy.
What are you referring to?
Well, he had a terrible postseason, mm-hmm. right? And an awful whole season. Like, he actually cost them games cumulatively. Like, do you know how hard that is to, like, be a negative for a team? Like, it's almost impossible. And yet, Matt Wieters, who they signed at the last minute, right. and what a coup it was for them to spend that $11 million on a Scott Boras client because the owner likes Scott Boras for some reason, I guess. Yeah, whatever.
Scott
anyway.
Boras is good at his job if he can do that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Some owners are bad at their jobs, right. so it's kind of a combo, right? Mm-hmm. The owner shouldn't be making baseball decisions, period. Period. Anyway, so the Nationals signed Matt Wieters at the beginning of the season. He turns out to be their undoing in Game 5 of the Division Series, where he has a passed ball, a drop strike 3 passed ball. I mean, and then it was like a hit by pitch and a catcher's interference.
Yeah.
And it, apparently, according to Baseball Reference, in the 2.5 million half innings of baseball, those things had never happened in a half inning of baseball before.
Wow. So he's got that going for him.
Yeah. And I was right. They brought in Scherzer in the middle of the game.
Didn't work out too well.
And he's the one that was involved with all that shenanigans. He actually hit a batter, was one of the problems.
Yeah.
And then the Cubs won. The Cubs, who, you know, again, they have that thing where, like, they just don't look like they're the team from last year, but they're still the Cubs. And it's baseball, and anyone can win.
And speaking of, I have not checked the score of the game tonight, but they are playing as we speak in Game 3.
Right.
Any updates? Do you have it playing in the background?
I don't have it playing, John, because I'm a professional.
Well, I'll check.
And I don't want to be distracted by that because I'm currently texting my wife about something that's very important. But as soon as I'm done typing that in and talking while I'm doing it, I will look up the score. Currently, it is 2-1 Dodgers.
What inning is it?
And they're up 2-0, fifth inning. And they're up 2-0 in the series. And, boy, the first game, they just dominated. And then the last game, 3-run home run walk-off on the anniversary of the Kirk Gibson That's home crazy. Run. And, by the way, I would like to point out, I called the home run.
Did you?
I called it. There? Justin Turner came up. I texted my friend, who's I don't like mentioning friends' names, so I won't, but we'll say... I texted him. I said, home run. Here it comes.
And voila.
And voila, there it was. Also, I called Aaron Judge's home run yesterday.
Wow.
Did he hit a home run yesterday? Yeah, he hit a home run yesterday and today. Just, you know, there's sometimes you just have a feeling like this is where this guy hits a home run.
Did you call Gordon Hayward fracturing his ankle minutes into his debut with the Celtics?
Well, no. But as a strangely... not Celtics fan, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, that I just saw the headline right now. That kind of sucks.
No, I did not call it. It's more of a baseball thing, you know, because it's like a regression thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I love the most about baseball, and the people who don't listen to this podcast for baseball are going to hate this, so fast forward 30 seconds. The thing that I love about baseball is regression to the mean. It's so many games over so much time mm-hmm. that if someone's doing great... like record-setting pace, they're going to come back. And if someone is good enough to get in the major leagues and they're doing poorly, the probability is they're going to come back. Mm-hmm. They're going to go back to their true talent level. And there was Justin Turner, man, who, of course, his playoff numbers are crazy good. Like, I think he's got the third best OPS in playoff history behind Babe Ruth and...
That guy with the Who's Yankees?
That guy that used to play first base for them for a while? Lou something.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig. Yeah. Right, you Lou Gehrig. He had that disease.
Right.
He had that disease that...
He's famous for that,
yeah. Yeah, Kurt Schilling was big fan of that disease or something.
Something like that.
He got some of that disease on his sock or something. I don't know. My stories get jumbled up in my head sometimes.
So where were
we? Anyway, I don't know.
We were talking about Dodgers and predicting home runs.
Yeah, we're a little bit yeah, we're a little bit too early in the series to really get into it.
Well, we could talk a little bit about the Yankees and Astros, because the Astros who were the what was that?
You got excited there. I was
stumbling over my words. I couldn't get them out.
That wasn't stumbling. That was like pubescent infatuation. You were like, anyway.
Tongue-tied. So the Astros, we've talked about best offense, you know, coming into the playoffs, best offense throughout the season.
Yeah.
They basically outscore the Yankees 4-2 in the first two games, and the Yankees explode in the next two games at home. So here we are tied 2-2, game three tomorrow at Yankee Stadium, or, you know, Thursday at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees have some momentum right now, but, you know, the Astros have to get an incredibly productive outing from Keuchel to keep in this.
Yeah, and the game is when is the next game there?
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Yeah. I actually thought, I didn't know they were still doing the 2-3-2. I thought they had gone back to that.
Yeah, they're doing 2-3-2. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that the Astros were going to sweep, but they did look like they had the game today in hand. They were up 4-2 or
4-0.
Yeah, I don't know if it was 4-0.
It was. It was 4-0. No. They were up 4-0 going into the bottom of the 7th.
Yeah, I don't think so. Was it?
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. Yes, I was thinking of the Dodger game. Like, wait a minute, didn't Kyle Schwarber get a home run early on for the Yankees? Wait a second. Okay, first of all, I want to explain something. For some reason, I'm very tired right now.
Right.
It's not even that late, but I'm a little... That's why all my stories are jumbling up here.
That's okay. We'll give you
a break. Yeah, 4-0, and they just sort of pissed it away and lost 6-4. Like, boy, you kind of talk about your bullpen.
And, well, part of it, though, too, McCullers only, threw about 85 pitches, and they were questioning, did he come out too soon?
I mean, I think in the way the game is now, like, you've got a guy like Devenski, you bring him in. Like, Devenski is Andrew Miller. Devenski is David Robertson.
And the talking heads pick that, though. They pick that, you know, okay, when it works, we don't mention it, but when it fails, we jump all over it. It's like, why did you bring the closer in for 6 outs? Why did you not keep the starter in for an extra inning? It's like, well, you know, playing the odds, usually you're doing the matchup game this late in the season. And, you know, I know that Madden took a ton of heat for bringing, not Lester, the other guy, Lackey, into the game instead of Davis the other night.
Right. And what's the deal with bringing in these starting pitchers who don't relieve?
Ever.
But bringing them in with runners on base.
Right. So Lackey pitches in back-to-back games for the first time in his career. Never done that before.
Yeah. Like, look, I get it. The game is changing, but it's not changing like that. These are guys who have been playing for 15 years this way.
Right.
It's very strange. Like, everyone's trying to out-clever each other. And, like, I thought Joe Maddon was very fortunate last year with how he brutalized Aroldis Chapman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And unnecessarily pitching him in game 6 and then running him out in game 7, just like a shell of a husk.
He rode that horse. Yeah. Definitely.
But even Girardi last night, right? Like, Girardi last night, they were up 8-0 and he's got guys getting up in the bullpen and, like, you're up by 8 runs, my man.
Well, Dellin Betances comes in and walks the first two guys, can't even find the strike zone.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be that guy right now. He can't find a plate, just completely unraveled.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, as a Red Sox fan, I couldn't be happier. But as a baseball fan, like, I love guys like that who just come in are unhittable and strike out guys. But he's lost it. Whatever. I don't know what happened to him during the season. Maybe there's an injury in there somewhere, but he has lost it. He's walking way too many dudes.
So as a fan of baseball, there's people who are hardcore, you know, fans of their team, and they root against the teams that they hate. So are you a Yankee hater to the point where you root against the Yankees, or when you're watching the playoffs, you're just rooting for a good game, good series?
Well, in this case, I'm more rooting for the Astros because I don't like the Yankees, and I do like the Astros. They've always been sort of my second favorite American League team. I have friends in Houston. I just sort of, you know, the Biggio Bagwell. I grew up with those guys, and not actually, I didn't grow up with them, but I grew up watching them.
Were you at the Hall of Fame induction?
I was not. I was not.
No mention in the speeches?
You know, well, you know, sometimes it's the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
The support.
And that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I like the Astros, you know, and...
Wait a second, what was that? You were the guy behind the guy behind the guy?
No, I'm a guy behind... I'm the third man in the Lucky Pierre.
Right,
the when three guys are running a train on each other, I'm the caboose.
Right, got it. The one waving.
Yeah, the thing is, we don't need to make this like a sex podcast. This isn't Teen Vogue. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we don't need to discuss weird sex stuff now. This isn't Teen Vogue, who's for some reason thinks it's their job to discuss this stuff. Whatever. That's
important. Educate the youngsters.
Yeah, give them all the education they need. Like, let's teach them about the teenagers. Yeah, okay.
Because they can't find it on the internet. Look, on the Google.
I'm just saying, it's not that let their parents be in charge, but when your parents go like, oh yeah, no, Teen Vogue, it's gonna be like a fashion thing where it's like how to do butt stuff. Like I don't need my 14-year-old nephew learning about how to do butt stuff.
Yeah, that's
frankly, I had to learn about butt stuff the hard way as an adult.
Literally. Oh, boy. You said you're tired, right?
If you're out there listening, please don't do butt stuff the hard way. Be very gentle.
Be very gentle. Use lots of lubricant. Kids, if you're listening.
This is baseball chat.
The high hard one.
Yes. High and inside, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. So let's see. We totally went off the rails there a little bit. So anyway, so staying, it's a little bit early, and
I'm a fan of good baseball. Like I would rather that it's like a 6-game series than a 4-game sweep for the Astros. If that's
what we talked about this last week too, is that when the Yankees and the Red Sox are both good, that's good for baseball.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
This is a little bit of a surprise, although, you know, it's hard to say that you're surprised by the dynasty, the Yankees. But this is their year or so ahead of schedule, and they're getting decent pitching from the – I mean, CC Sabathia's had great outings. You know, they can get 5 good innings, 6 good innings from him. He was pretty dominant last night. And,
Very impressive.
That's the first time in his career in 21 starts that he had left a start without giving up a run.
Good for him.
And, good stuff. Have you lost interest?
Yeah, I said good for him. I don't care. What else? Anyone listening cares? These games are all over, man. Like, these series are all decided. People listening to this, they're all decided. And they're just like, okay, well, these two dummies –
I can't believe.
Wish they had a time machine.
Yeah, the Yankees, man, they pulled it out there. They won the World Series.
Oh wait, that's right, because we're not doing another one of these till after the World Series.
Yeah, so we should talk about it. Yeah. So
we don't want to do that bit 2 weeks in a row. That was funny last week though.
It worked.
I listened to that. That was funny. Pretending we knew what had happened. That was very funny.
So give people a heads up: there will not be a show next week. And there will be a post-World Series show the end of, I guess it's the first Friday of the November. So I'm going out of town. I'll be back November 2nd, and we'll probably do a wrap-up 2nd or 3rd and get that up right away, because that will be right after the World Series is over, assuming it goes 7 games.
Right. And we're gonna give all our brilliant insight about how the Dodgers came to win their first World Series in 30 years.
We shall see. There's a lot of pressure on the Dodgers to deliver.
There's a lot of pressure on everybody, man. It's the playoffs.
It's like the Cubs last year. Everybody,
You know who there's no pressure on right now? The Red Sox. The Indians.
David Dombrowski a little bit.
No, there's no pressure on anyone. They're out of the playoffs. There's nothing you could do.
But the teams that bow early start to get overanalyzed.
Jesus, John, I was doing a bit. Let it go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Give me an actually? The players and teams are still under enormous pressure to perform over the lifetimes of their contracts. Yeah, I know, John.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't catch on to the fact that you were
that's all right.
Yanking.
Yeah.
So that pretty much
now who's the Yankee and who's the Yanker? Right. Am I right?
Yanked. Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now I'm going to dodger your questions.
Oh, here come the voices. You got jet lag and you haven't even flown yet.
It's pre-jet lag. It's like PMS.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Even my dog is like, what's your problem, man?
I assume your dog is going with you, yes?
Yeah, taking the dog on the jet plane with me.
In the seat next to you? Underneath?
No. Underneath. Get the little carry-on. She's a little buddy, little guy.
Yeah. Good. So now that we've got the dog stuff out of the way.
Yeah. Butt stuff, dog stuff. What's next?
Free agents and trades.
Yeah, we got first up, we got Greg Holland opting out of his contract.
Yeah, that wasn't a big surprise.
Yeah, did I see correctly? His contract was like $12 million or something?
Yeah, it was a pretty good deal.
It was a really good deal. But he's going to get a better deal than that. I mean, he'll wind up being the closer for like the Nationals, you know?
Yeah, I just see that as the, if I'm the Rockies, we struck gold with that.
Yeah.
So the Rockies could lose, who's the other guy?
McGee? Did they lose McGee?
McGee. So you got McGee, Holland, and there's one other one.
Yeah?
Drawing a blank.
There's no Rockies fans listening to this. Rebuilding. They're all high AF, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I gotcha.
They're not worrying about anything.
So Mike Napoli released. Surprise?
Right, so, okay. I was not surprised. I don't think anyone, but did you, he got like a $2.5 million buyout. Isn't that crazy? Like, let's just set aside baseball for a second here. He's getting paid $2.5 million by the Rangers to not play for them next year.
It's a pretty sweet deal.
That's it. I'm telling you, these baseball contracts, I know the union softened over the last decade or so, but it's still a hell of a union, man. Well, you've got NFL Prince players Fielder, with deals
Prince
like
Fielder
that.
Prince Fielder hasn't played in 2 years, and he just, you know, finalized a settlement with his contract. So he got paid the last two seasons to not play baseball.
Yeah.
Just like Alex Rodriguez got made cool $27 million for not playing baseball. Good work if you can get it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I love it.
So I see a note here that you've got expansion talk. I haven't heard anything about that. What are you hearing?
During the playoffs, Baseball America dropped some expansion talk ideas. Hmm. Now, this isn't officially from the league, but it's sort of like they're looking at it now, which I love, man. I'm so excited about expansion. We talked about this a couple times. I love it. Mm-hmm. They haven't had expansion since, like, what? Like the
97, was it?
Yeah, the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, right? Isn't that?
No, the Rockies and Marlins were 93.
Okay, so then it was the Diamondbacks and the Rays?
The Rays, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's get two teams in there. You got 16 on each American League, National League. Some of the stuff they were coming up with was bananas, though, at Baseball America. They were like, let's make it all regional. Like, okay, first of all, no one's making it all regional.
All regional in the sense of not playing every team?
No. Like everyone grouping would play, them but they would, you group okay, them divisionally. Into four right. divisions, which is what I suggested to you. I think this is the strongest way to go. But I think you keep American League and National League. You keep those things the same.
One league, four regions. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
No.
So, but I guess, you know, get rid of the DH and blah, 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 whatever, or add the DH to whatever. I think American League and National League has to stay the same, but I think you can divisionalize them into just two divisions each.
Two of eight.
And I think it gives, what's that?
Two divisions of eight?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And then you'll get rid of that weird thing where like the wild card has a better record than the division winner. Mm-hmm.
It's like they did in hockey. You know, hockey got to that point where they're now just four. And that would make a lot of sense.
And what is this hockey of which you speak?
Come on, the Vegas Knights.
I used to be a huge hockey fan. I used to go to games and...
Yeah, I mean, it was a Panthers season ticket.
I don't know what happened. Maybe their strike just turned me off to the whole thing and I just sort of lost track. Or maybe I just got consumed by baseball.
Well, I have to say that hockey is my favorite sport to attend live. Live hockey games are a blast.
Yeah, for sure. My favorite's baseball, but it's more because like then I can go there and just kind of chit-chat and dilly-dally. But in terms of like a game I'm going to watch, then it's right up there with college football for me. Hockey, college football, number two. Polo.
Soccer.
Yes. Going to get a mani-pedi.
Bowling.
Watching a soccer game.
and the sport that's all the rage these days, watching poker on TV.
Is that really still all the rage?
Oh, it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, but it's still on. ESPN still
Fortunately, it sort of died off. It really had become... And look, I'm all for like people playing poker and stuff, whatever, but I don't know if we want to celebrate gambling as its own sport. Feels like a weird thing to do.
Can you bet on the gamblers?
Probably.
You know, going into it, probably could.
Probably.
Well, my the other thing that has popped up on one of the sports networks, I think it's on NBC Sports, is the Drone Racing League. Have you seen that?
I have.
It's fun. I have.
Yeah, my my wife is somewhat involved with some people in that, and
really?
Yeah, she's she did some hosting for one of their races
really?
Earlier this year. Yeah, yeah, interesting.
So she was on air talent.
Yeah,
that's cool. I didn't. I think I've seen all the races. I didn't see her. I might have missed one.
It was like a side thing. It wasn't the actual thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's fun. It's a fun show.
Yeah.
If you're into drones. I'm not really into drones.
Or if you're into my wife. That sounded very strange. That's a very indecent proposal.
Right.
And what's next?
She never listens to this show, so you don't have to worry about it, right?
Okay, look. There are a few things on this earth of which you can be more certain than that. Like, very few. Okay, the sun will rise and set. That you know for sure. And just below that is my wife will never listen to this.
So our wives both have the opportunity, though, to listen to one half of the show when they're around, when we're recording.
Yes, they just hear and mine chooses not to. I had to buy special headphones just for my wife to wear while I'm doing this. Yeah, I didn't have to buy anything for myself. I have all the equipment myself already to do this.
There was an episode earlier this season that I think she must have been sitting, you know, on the couch or nearby, and she was eating something from a bowl with a spoon.
Yeah.
And I could sense that you were giving her the eye.
Yes, that did happen. You sensed correctly.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I laughed at it. I didn't say anything at the time, but it was pretty funny. So this is kind of a pop. I don't know if it's not really pop culture. Porn stars haven't completely moved into the pop culture world yet, have they?
Not really, but a little bit.
I have no idea who Mia Khalifa is, so help me out.
Okay, so let's tell the story first. First of all, porn star Mia Khalifa got kicked out of a Dodgers game for allegedly punching a fan. Apparently the guy was like trying... here's the thing. Side note. I use the word apparently way too much. I don't know if you noticed this, but I noticed this on the last show. I was listening to it and I was like, wow, I say apparently like all the time. And apparently it's just like some nervous tick I have. And I don't know what I'm going to do about it, but apparently, I don't know whether I'm trying to like just trying to couch things a little bit. Like I don't want to give
the... words.
It's not even searching for words. I'm just trying to like not, I want to say like allegedly, so I'm not stating it as a fact, so there's no repercussions. Meanwhile, there's like 100 people listening to this show. Who cares what I say?
Now that you brought it up, people will be listening to it.
Like Mia Khalifa's going to sue me? She might punch me, but she's not going to sue me because I said she got...
It's going to be the new drinking game.
Or maybe I'm saying apparently because I do so little research and I'm sort of like protecting myself from like someone who listens who actually knows any of these stories that we're talking about.
Well, at least you're not using the word literally.
Literally, John, I keep saying apparently all the time.
That's one of my pet peeves. My wife's hugest pet peeve is the...
Well, you know, now it's considered a proper use of that word.
But that's what's all the time.
Yeah.
He literally threw himself off the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
The dictionaries changed the language because there's so many people that are so stupid they don't understand that.
I hear it on the news.
Yeah.
Using
literally.
Literally. So what happened with Mia Khalifa?
So anyway, the guy was trying to take a picture of a selfie with her in the background or whatever. And apparently that violated some terms of service that she has as an adult performer. And I guess if she had been paid $10 and she sat on his lap, then maybe it would have been okay. Anyway, the only reason why I bring this up is because who cares about this person and whatever. I know they're people and they're somebody's daughter and all that stuff. But I remember from last year, the Republican National Convention, that Mia Khalifa is a Middle Eastern descent, mm-hmm. right? Or at least claims to be or whatever. And one of the porn sites, like Pornhub or whatever, released the fact that she was the top searched porn person during the Republican National Convention.
Wow.
And it's sort of funny because like Republicans are generally against Middle Eastern, blah, 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 a little less racially, whatever. And the thing is, maybe they aren't.
Maybe not.
Maybe they're more progressive than you think. Here they are in their rooms tossing it off to Mia Khalifa. Nominating Trump, rubbing one out to Mia Khalifa.
And I just used the Google to look at her. I've never seen her before. And it looks like there's a lot of, I'm not seeing any nudes. I'm just seeing very racist type of stuff that she's been in. Looks like she's being set up to be beheaded by the caliphate.
Oh.
It's great. That's fun. Mocking.
Edgy porn. Well, they did a Rick and Morty porn. So, like, you know, the world's dying. You know what I mean? Why not? Why not punch a guy at a baseball game?
Is Mia any relation to Wiz?
I'm guessing that both the first and last name are made up.
Probably.
I would. What with her being a porn star?
Right. Got it.
Yeah. Not I don't know if you're familiar with the process.
No, I didn't know that.
But they usually adopt new names. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean their name's not Star and Destiny and...
Yeah.
Auburn.
Those are adopted names.
Well, I guess Auburn's not really a porn star name.
Well, there's a person listening to this show right now whose mom's name is Auburn, and you just ruined his life.
I know. He's like, Mom, are you a porn star?
These guys said you were a porn star.
So...
Yeah, I don't think Auburn is one.
Apparently...
Yeah, apparently.
Chicago man sues the Cubs.
Yes.
I know nothing of this story, but I find it, humorous reading it.
Yes. Okay. Obviously, this is bad because it looks like he's blind in one eye, and he actually may go blind in the other eye.
Oh, that's not funny.
Yeah, no. And here's the thing. Look, whatever, this is terrible. So he's suing the Cubs because he got hit by a foul ball, and even though when you enter the stadium, it's at your own risk, and... But maybe it was his first game. The releases, it was like, I had no idea that a ball could be hit so hard into the stands.
Really?
Like, look, I feel bad for that kid that got hit
recently,
who, by the way, apparently is doing.
If you
think you're an adult male and you're at a baseball game.
Yeah, you kind of.
And, like, you know what? Maybe buy cheaper seats, friend.
Right. Sit up in the bleachers.
Sit up in the bleachers. I'm telling you, I was at that Yankee game. There was no way a ball was getting up there. Like right.
Even though they warned you.
Well, they did have warnings. And they also had warnings for bats, too. Like, okay. Okay, legal team of the New York Yankees. Well played.
Maybe people were yelling for Raul Mondesi to throw a bat up to him.
Well, see, that's the thing is no one would have him do that.
No.
Not now. Not when you can just give him a little money under the table and then he'll approve your waterworks project down in the Dominican.
Yeah. That's all you need. Grease a palm.
What are we talking about now?
There's some guy in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so he's suing. But apparently he's only suing for like 30 grand.
Why?
I don't know. Like,
that's how much he values his eyesight.
Oh, you know what? He should get Stevie Wonder's doctor.
It's
on the Inquirer this week.
Oh,
Stevie
really?
Wonder, no longer blind.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Grain of salt, it's on the Inquirer, and I feel like if it was a real story, it would be somewhere other than the Inquirer. However, as I've mentioned many times, that's one of my favorite all-time conspiracy theories, along with the Paul Walker being killed by a drone strike by Obama. Those are my two all-time favorite.
Greatest mysteries theories. Of mankind.
Yeah. UFOs, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Paul Walker getting killed by a drone strike is legit. I mean, it's not legitimate. But like it's entertaining.
Right. It's cool.
It's pretty cool
that he died. But the whole idea.
No, it's terrible that he died.
It would make a great film.
Yes, it would make a great film.
Too fast, too serious, too soon.
Yeah.
Too serious, too furious, too fast, too furious, too soon.
Too many pieces.
Right. Okay, keeping this chugging along. Cubs World Series ring was removed from auction. An auction site after the team complained about it being present.
Right. Okay. So this is a good one. And I don't know how I feel about this. So a guy tried to auction his Chicago Cubs World Series ring. Now, the story goes that this is a scout who had been fired by the team and then was trying to sell the ring, whatever, right? But when everyone that got a ring that wasn't a player or coach had a deal, had to sign a deal with the Cubs saying that if they wanted to sell it, they have to sell it to the Cubs for $1. That way the Cubs, even if a person wants to sell it to their friend, the Cubs still get first dibs.
Wow.
Though I wonder if you could give it to a friend and then have the friend auction it.
Ooh.
That probably feels like the loophole on that, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Anyway, so the auction had gotten up to, I think, $60,000. This guy would have set this guy for a couple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. The Cubs stepped in. They said, that's not our deal. The auctioning house agreed. So you can now, you'll have to wait until one of these current players goes bankrupt in the next 5 to 10 years to get your World Series ring. But 60 grand already. And it wasn't even like done. It was just like, it's $60,000 for a Cubs World Series ring.
I'm sure that would have gotten up much higher than that.
Feels like at least six figures, right?
Yeah.
Feels
easy.
Like
easy.
Yeah. Yeah. What else we got?
Let's see. Oh, this was a kind of a feel good story in the midst of all the fires out in Northern California. There was a child, I think, a young baseball fan who lost all his memorabilia in a house fire. And I think it was the AIDS that started the whole replacing.
Oh, yeah.
The fans' memorabilia.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
Yeah. Was it a kid? I think it was a kid, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a younger guy. Like, it looked like he was like 12 or something.
Yeah. That's pretty nice. And it says, the note here is teams, plural. Was more teams stepping up to it?
I mean, it looked like players and teams all over the place were sending stuff there. Now, I'm not quite sure if he's supposed to build a new living structure out of these memorabilia.
A tent?
I assume he can't eat them.
No. He can auction them.
Maybe everything else is covered, and this is just a nice thing. But, you know, whatever. This is a tragedy. This, whatever. Was it 50, 60 people?
Yeah, it's pretty
killed
bad.
Killed by these fires? It's awful. Yeah. And this was a nice thing for people to do. Guy Fieri's out there serving a barbecue to first responders and people who are displaced. Hmm. Always like seeing.
Is there anything going on in Southern California right now as you head out there?
I don't think so.
No, you're good.
I mean, I think there's a pretty cool music festival this weekend, but I don't think it's...
No threat of fire?
Yeah, no threat of fire. I think they had their fire a couple of months ago, and
The Cal Washington State game Friday night, the air quality was like borderline dangerous, yet the game went on. It was a half-filled stadium, and probably a third of the people in the stadium were wearing masks. It was kind of strange. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But that's the state of Northern California right now is smoke and fires. And I know it was windy over the weekend. Did things die down? Did it get a little bit better on Monday?
I have no idea. I don't live in that area.
You're not on top of this?
I live in New York.
I guess we've had this discussion before. You're not like a news junkie. You're more of a pop culture junkie.
Yeah, I do more pop culture stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I have absolutely no idea who Uncle Dan is, but apparently Uncle Dan announced a partnership with Major League Baseball. Who the F is Uncle Dan?
Okay, first of all, I want to commend us on this almost seamless segue from story to story here. Can I recap?
Uh-huh. Sure, go ahead.
Expansion talk at Baseball America. Then we go from there into porn star Mia Khalifa, right? And she is responsible for many men having an expansion.
She is.
Yes. Okay. And then I'm talking about in the groinal area.
Right.
Now she gets kicked out of a Dodgers game for punching a fan, right? Boom. Then we go to Chicago and there's a guy suing the Cubs for getting hit by a foul ball. Right? Mm-hmm. See the connection there? She punches a guy. She could get sued. Right? Yeah. Going down. Then we're back. We're still with the Cubs. Right? With the ring. Frickin' then we go to the memorabilia kid, right?
There's a lot of desperation in this.
Do you feel it though? Like this is a complete accident. This might be the greatest conspiracy theory so far. Check this out. We go from the memorabilia kid who had his house burned down to Uncle Dan's outdoor shop announcing a partnership with Major League Baseball.
Who's Uncle Dan?
As a subsidiary deal to the camping world deal.
Is it really?
This is the most exciting thing in baseball right now is this Camping World, Uncle Dan's
to hear that, triumvirate. Hear the broadcasters say that, you know, the Camping World game recap, and it's like, what? So what are you talking about? Who is Uncle Dan? I don't even know who he is.
We're watching a baseball game. What are you talking about, sir? It sounds like a crazy person took over the show.
Right, right.
So now we're going to hear about Uncle Dan's.
Tell me you know who Uncle Dan is.
Oh, it's like an outdoors manufacturer.
Is it like Dick's Sporting Goods type of thing?
No, I think it's more like what Dick's would sell.
Okay.
Speaking of Mia Khalifa, heyo.
Uncle Dan, I'll have to look that one up. I'm still, yeah. I don't.
No, it's just like camp. They're like they're like Camping World. They have outdoor products. You know, tents and stuff.
Uncle Dan's doesn't roll off the tongue as a strong brand presence in the baseball world.
I feel like baseball could do better than Uncle Dan's, my opinion.
I could see back, you know, in the 30s and 40s, a big sign and old calligraphy on an outfield wall. Uncle Dan's fried beans, refried beans or something like that, but not Uncle Dan's Sporting Goods. I'm envisioning someone in shorts and a dirty T-shirt with a cigarette hole in it.
Uncle Speaking Dan's. Of Mia Khalifa.
Biggest fans. Okay, so now that gets us through baseball, pop culture, conspiracy theories, all these amazing things. So we got the starting nine.
All right, new target, 60 minutes. Let's go.
Okay, so last week it was for the an ode to your New York neighborhood. Assuming that today is an ode to your Los Angeles neighborhood.
Right, because I'll be there for the next 4 months. So here are the starting nine Major League Baseball players whose names sound like Los Angeles neighborhoods. Ready?
Go for it.
Let's get it going. Carlos Santana Monica.
Okay. Right? I get the giggles whenever you do these because I just love
some of these get pretty out there. I apologize in advance.
That's good.
Glenn Dale Perkins.
Okay, good.
Glenn Perkins. Eagle Brad Brock.
What was that?
Eagle Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Eagle Brad Brock.
Got it.
You don't know Eagle Rock?
Nothing.
ER? You don't know freaking ER? Oh, man. Wow, the stories I could tell. Anyway, next one. Pasa D. Gordon. Nah.
That's my favorite one today.
Jose Barrios Bank.
Barrios Bank?
Burbank.
Got it.
Yeah. Good. Aaron Alfer. Wait. Oh. This is the worst one. Okay. Aaron Alferman Oaks.
Thufferin Thuckatash. That's good.
It's Thurman Oaks. All right. Los Neftali Feliz.
Okay.
Los Feliz. Very hip area. Pardon. Alex Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Wood. There's also an Inglewood and a Brentwood. And Woodland Hills. So I could do Alex for all those. There's a lot of wood in Los Angeles. You'd be surprised. And I'm not just talking about Harvey Weinstein. Hey-o. Next
me
one.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
Yeah. Oh, I hope not. Speaking of Mia Khalifa, next one, Echo Byung-ho Park.
Okay, good.
Echo Park. Okay, good.
Got it.
Encino Lanarinado.
Okay.
Beverly Rich Hills.
Okay. It made it work.
Yeah. And then my favorite, Van Warley Nyes.
That's good. Van's Warley Nyes.
Yeah.
That's good. Van Nuys for all the folks out in the valley.
Speaking of Mia Khalifa, porn capital of the world right there.
Is it? Yeah.
I've been to production meetings I don't want to say studios because it's not a studio. We'll just say facilities. Across the hall is where the action is happening, right. And I'm there meeting about, like, I will say legitimate, but I don't know if that's the right word, but, you know, actual film or something, non-pornographic, but it's weird when it's like across the hall.
Anyway. And you're being disturbed by the Mia Khalifas of the world.
Right. Their that's right.
Exploits.
Yeah.
Not that you've ever seen anything like that, but, you know.
No.
Just heard it through a wall on the other side of the production meeting. Okay, so that takes us through the starting nine.
We're doing it.
We're going to get under
the
60.
We're going to sneak in under there because I don't have much to say about any of these.
Oh, okay. So extra innings. Take a look outside the world of baseball, and we have only a couple things on here.
Right.
Let's see if we can bang these out in, 5 minutes or less.
Yes.
So, University of North Carolina cleared of academic violations. Anything?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at these stories. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell they are. Okay, because I put these on here like a couple days ago, so I'm not really.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, right. Here's this. This is this NCAA thing, right? Like Louisville gets stomped on because they're giving money to players. North Carolina gets a pass. They've been doing classes that athletes go to where they don't have to attend class, and the term paper is the full grade, and they send in like a one paragraph essay, and that's their full paper.
Wow, that's good learning right there.
Like, that should be the violation. You know why it's not a violation? Because they let non-athletes take that class as well.
Wow.
So because they lower the educational standard of the entire school, it's not a corrupt activity.
Must be a very popular class.
But the thing is, you could sign everyone up for it because no one has to attend.
Right, right. Most popular class in school.
Yeah. It would be bad if the professor was still trying to sleep with the students, though, because it's like, God, there's no one here.
This is boring.
What am I even doing?
Yeah, why did I get up this morning?
Gets up there and lectures. He's like, he hardly ever wears pants, this professor.
I had one of those, Professor White at Florida Southern back in the day. He was the youngest person. He used to go out to all the bars, hang out with the students, allegedly, apparently, had some, you know, interactions with students that would be considered inappropriate.
Oh, so butt stuff.
But this guy, he was, right. But this is a guy that would come into class 15 minutes late, look around the room because he's hungover, just completely bleary-eyed, and just go, no class today, and walk away.
Awesome.
And he was probably in his early 30s.
Good for him.
He was a fun guy.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Next up in extra innings, Aaron Rodgers out with a broken collarbone.
And normally I don't care about injuries in the NFL because everyone gets injured and whatever. But I felt like this injury was particularly egregious.
Did you really? I saw it when I was watching the game when it happened, and I really didn't think anything. And it didn't seem like Rodgers was too upset about it until he was walking off the field, kind of pointing some fingers. But it wasn't like, people in an uproar in the moment that it happened. But, after the fact, you'll go and look at it. There's a little bit of a roll on top of him.
Yeah, a little bit of a drive.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We need to teach these players to not do that, right? Mm-hmm. And this is where the players' union, I think this is where it needs to come from the players' union. The vindictive tackling is from 30 years ago and 40 years ago and needs to stay back there. These are millionaires.
Right.
These are millionaires. And you put someone's livelihood at jeopardy, which now no longer just means one person, right? Or like him and his family. Like all of these major athletes have like, orbiting around them, like lots of responsibilities and charitable endeavors and and family and friends and this whole collective. And you got some guy, I still seeing guys taking cheap shots, trying to get big explosive hit. Yeah. Like, man, the game is changing. If you guys, like these big explosive hits are what's causing the concussions, are what's causing the brain damage, are what's causing the suicides. Please let's think about our actions.
Right. The culture of football doesn't need to be that much aggression. I remember watching as a little kid, my grandmother saying, why do these guys have to pound on each other after someone's hit the ground? And this is back in the 70s. So.
Yeah. And it's been a part of the sport I've never liked.
And I know this last, the very final bullet, you have probably nothing, absolutely nothing to say about it.
Oh, no, I have a couple things to say.
Oh, do you? Okay. Columbus Crew considers relocating to Texas. This is a soccer story.
Now, for those of you who don't know, which is everyone, the Columbus crew, and this includes people in Columbus, this includes nearly everyone in the United States, Columbus Crew is a soccer team. And apparently, Columbus Crew is trying to negotiate a new stadium in Columbus. I guess Columbus Crew is in Columbus. I have no idea, because I don't know anything about an American soccer team. So they're trying to leverage moving to Austin as to get themselves a stadium. I suggest maybe don't be a soccer team. Also, if you're a soccer team and you're threatening to leave town, I'm not sure that's going to get you the thing that you want. What I would do is I would threaten to stay in town, but just have them build the stadium a little bit outside the town. Just say, look, we'll compromise here. Let us get out of here. Give us a new stadium, but away from the city, and we'll change our name. That's what I would do. I would say, look, Columbus, we're going to change our names to Cincinnati if you give us a stadium.
Yeah, they should move to Austin, and they could be the Austin Weird. That would be a good. I would go to Austin Weird soccer game.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah. Keeping Austin Weird. Yeah. Heck yeah. A little deep dive for you there, buddy.
So there we are.
All right, just end it off now. Cut it off.